Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and good morning, all of you. It's still a good morning if you're still alive. You may not have everything you want. You might not see what you prayed for yet. You might not have all the things your mother said you were going to have, but it is still a good morning. You can make it a good morning, putting and keeping your hand in the hand of the Master. Welcome and hallelujah to all of you joining the Global Vision for Living Today show. I'm Marcia. Someone asked me, Dad, how do you say your name? I said, Marcia, Marcia. It is, my mama said Marcia, but I say Marcia. But God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Today's topic is going to be, how can I show God that I love him? And guess what? This is part three. We've had part one. We've had part two. And now three, we had a little glitch last week. I know many of you were sending text messages and emails, but you are now. I couldn't get to all of you. It's so many of you. But God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in. Of course, we have with us Dr. Harrison, William Harrison, presiding minister. Oops, I'm going to have to mute you if I hear that again. Presiding minister of the Second Union Baptist Church there on the East Coast. Look him up. I know many of you are interested in him. But right now, we're interested and getting some tips on how we can show God that we love him. We love our dogs. We love our spouses. And we show that by, you know, flowers every now and then and, you know, being nice, not being bully and things of that sort. You know, we love our jobs. We're there before the boss gets there. We love our cars. We're at the car shop. I guess every month we're getting it cleaned almost every week. Hey, 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 we're showing our neighbors, our community, and our world how we love certain things, even ourselves. But now, hey, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean anything because Scripture says only what you do for God will count. So since that's the case, hey, this show is going to give you some insight on how you can show God you love him. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Capitina. Listening audience, I'm doing great. Good to be on the air again. And we thank God for another opportunity to minister, co-minister. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I got news for you. People don't want to be ministers. Now, you might say, oh, my God, you didn't hit me over the head again. No, I'm not trying to do it. You don't hear the word pastor too much, and I see some people clapping. No one's interested in that. What people are interested right now when it comes to God is, how can I do this for God? How can I talk about this for God? How do I know God loves me? How can I show God that I love him? No one really is interested in being ministered, breathed over, prayed for, and I heard through in the Newsweek magazine that people are not even interested in that. They don't want prayer. It's some commercials going on right now that is showing people walking up to others trying to proselytize, and they're getting up, walking away and saying, man, I don't need that. I got money in the bank. Whatever the money will do for them, that's not my business. But right now, we're talking about on an individual basis, someone showing God, what can I do? How can I do it? How can I show God that I really love him? Hands down, no bogus promises, no pie in the sky, no carrot on the stick. I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for it. So how can we show God that we love him? I'm going to jump in here and start it off first. Number one, you got to get to know him. That's number one. How are you going to show God anything hey, you don't know nothing about him? Many people say, oh, come on into my church. Oh, it was three at my church today. You don't know nothing about them. You don't know if they just came out of the penitentiary, as my father called it, out of a whole house, drug house, dope house. But they think that God has blessed them because 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 then walked in. You don't know nothing about them. And this is why this topic, how can I show God that I love him, is so important, because first of all, you got to get to know him. So I would say a worldwide educational structure by those that claim, I didn't say they were, they claim they were called by God. I would like to really, but I don't have time, I would like to really know how they know that. But you're not going to show God that you love him if you have not been educated by him. And that's not a Tom, Dick, and Harry. Most people know in the world, not just in America, the organization that's really out there doing it. Some of them, oh, well, I won't even go into them, but there's some groups out there that are really educating the people. They're not trying to get no vainglory, no pat on the back, no extra dollar in a tithing basket. It's not about that, because it's about God. It is not about them. And that is my first take on it. Colonel Harrison, what is your take on this? How can a person show God they love him? Now, number one, let's not get it twisted. They got to know something about this God. What's your take on it, Colonel Harrison?
Yes. Number one is excellent, Dr. Compantina. Get to know who God is. Number two, I would say a person must be interested in who God is once they get to know him. And what God are we talking about? We're talking about the Psalm 83:18 God. Psalm 83:18 says that man may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, is the most high over all the earth. So that clearly tells us God's name, tells who God is, it tells God's authority, and it tells us that God is the creator. So that means there's no man, no king, no president, no emperor, no queen, nobody on this earth, this planet earth, that's higher than the Jehovah God, the creator of mankind and all that we see before us, brothers and sisters. So we have to just get to know who he is. After we get to know who he is, then we must be interested in finding out more about him.
Yes, and so now no one is going to get to know nothing about God if they don't believe in God. So now we've heard from Colonel Harrison, and that's really the truth. Don't come telling me nothing about God if you don't know nothing about him. And this is why some organizations, the folks, they send these people out without a jackleg mission. They make sure, by a course of study, not just a random scripture here this week, a random scripture here next week, but they start, and most are getting ready for January. So all you ministers out there that want God to bless you more than you think you already been blessed, start the year off right from Genesis. You don't have to go scripture to scripture. There's some forms. I saw them yesterday. It's like a card. It, the book of Genesis, it tells you when it was written, who it was written by, what the highlights are. That's really all people know, because when you put your foot down on learning about God for real, that's really all you need to know. And my father used to call it. He said the birth, the death, and the resurrection, or something like that. And he said, you can learn that in an hour. But most preachers want to go off on these big fields, and ain't nobody interested in that. But that's where they come from. They see the world is not interested, but that's where they still continue to walk. For instance, the Gallup poll, Newsweek, the Mirror says that only 20% of Americans believe that the Bible really is the word of God. That's 20%. So it would make good sense that these people that claim they from God and God told them to do this and that, they got to identify and find. Ain't nobody got to find me to preach them nothing. I should already be out there. I know a person been on this particular corner 38 years. And I pass by there every now and then, and he's there in his suit, Bible and all of that. And to prove it, Watchtower Bible Tract Society, they're not printing all them magazines again. They got a small business size, a business card, because they know people is not reading anything. They're reading them. And I just found out who he was some time ago. They're not out there for vainglory. So ain't nobody reading nothing. They're not going nowhere to try to hear nothing because it's down to 20%. So Colonel Hanson, what can a person do to show God that they love him if it's only 20% interested and they're bombarded by all of this old ungodly flesh trying to pull them another way?
They should yield themselves, yield their ways, yield their lives unto God. We've come thus far, and we have done it our way, and we've leaned into our own understanding and trying to do things our way. God says it's only one way. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him." So we have to yield our lives unto the true and living God, Jehovah. Psalm 83:18, God.
Okay, now people are saying, well, if I yield, if I go to God right in the way he approved, if I pray all day, all night, 24/7, I mean, oh my God, what am I supposed to get? Now, I'm going to do all that, but what am I supposed to get? If I do all of that, what am I supposed to get?
They get delivered. They get a better direction in their life. They will be able to tune in, tap in through interactive prayer and meditation and reading the word and so forth. They'll be able to receive what God has planned for mankind. God has a perfect plan for mankind, which he wants us to live by. As an actor and an actress have a script in a play or a movie, God has the master plan. He has the master play, and we have to tap into him to find out what it is that he has for me, whether he wants me to be a minister, whether he wants me to be a banker, whether he wants me to be a lawyer, whether he wants me to be an Indian chief. God has those things already outlined for us before we were conceived in our mother's womb. So we have to seek God for ourselves, humble ourselves unto him, and he reveal to us what it is he wants us to do. He'll reveal it to us through dreams, visions, revelation, and through the holy words of God. He reveals what he wants us to do for our lives in this moment, this time, and this century we live in.
My God, he most certainly will, and I really appreciate how you brought it out. But now we just had on the docket number one. Number one, how can I show God that I love him? We have got to know something about God. So we can't teach this to ourselves. Now here we go to Kneebone City. My father called getting on your knees and go to Kneebone City, meaning you've got to go to God in a way that he would approve, begging and supplicating. God, I would know you. God. So we would look to God to send us in area, into an arena, into a situation where there we know that we're here at the door to learn about God. Number two, when a person makes up his mind that he really wants to show God that he loves him. Number two, we got to turn around. We've got to repent. Any wickedness, stop. Any unglorified act, stop. Don't do it. Anything that would bring displeasure and ill will to the God of the universe, don't do it. So number two, we've got to repent. You aren't going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Jesus said you've got to. You must repent. You must. So how would a person repent, Colonel Harrison? Because we're going to stay on course here. Number two, they've got to stop doing what they're doing. They got to repent. How might that come about?
Well, repent comes about. Repentance means turning away from the power and penalty of sin, having control over our lives. That means that you turn around, that you change your ways. You stop doing things that have caused you problems, caused you hardship, caused you heartache, caused you pain, caused you stress. You have to change your pattern of life things that you do that are causing discomfort and causing inconvenience and causing you to constantly be frustrated and be up in the air and have no peace, have no happiness. You have to turn around. You have to turn away from those things by yielding to God. And when you repent, you're changing your ways. You're humbling yourself under the power and the hand of Almighty God. You turn, you're yielding your life to Him to lead and direct you and guide you. So you have to decide whether you want to continue to go down that path you're going down, with path of destruction, you're destroying yourself, or whether you want to live a better quality of life by living what thus says the Lord God in the 66 books of the Bible. Turn around. Turn away from those things that are destroying you.
Well, you know what? I think that's a good idea, because when a person gets to a point where they want to show God that they love Him, I don't know if any kind or any amount of talking is going to do any good, because by the time their heart has passed off from being a storm of nothingness until, you know what, I better get up off of myself and I better tell God, show Him, I got to show Him something, I got to let Him know I need to love Him. So how can I show God that I love? You got to turn around. Whatever you're doing that's not working, whatever you're doing that doesn't make any sense, you got to repent of that. You got to turn around. You've got to surrender to this God. Well, how do I surrender to this God? I put both hands up in the air and I said, Lord, lead me, guide me, hold me, help me. That will show God that you're not leaning upon your own understanding. And the scriptures admonish us not to actually do it. But when you look around, you see the world in chaos, and you know that it doesn't promise you anything good, and it's just this world is merciless. You get up and you think you're going right, you end up going left. You get up and you think you feel good, all of a sudden within the hour, you're not feeling good. I mean, the whole world, inner world, outer world, is in chaos. So it is because some of us have not shown God that we love Him. Is God really interested in humans showing Him any love? Colonel Harrison, He's this omnipresent, omnipotent God. Is God really interested in us showing Him that we really care about Him?
Yes, God is interested in us, each and every one of us that's born, because next to the angels, mankind, human beings, are the most magnificent creation of God. Created mankind, the Bible says mankind was created just a little lower than the angels, and He created mankind to and for His glory, for us to be in fellowship with Him, so that He can show us the life He wants to live, the people we can help, and how we can help make a difference in this world. And first we have to once we get on the right path, once we turn around, once we repent and allow God to lead us, then we fall in love with God, and after we fall in love with God, then we're supposed to love one another, because everybody is their brother's keeper, and we are also one another's neighbor. Even though we're not next-door neighbors, that means that we have an association with each other, because we are all human beings made by the Creator.
Well, of course, and we know that His Son, Jesus Christ, said that we should love you one another. And I tell my friends all the time that you aren't going to love anyone you don't know anything about. So right now, the whole institution of education, spiritual, scriptural, biblical education, needs to blanket America, blanket Austria, blanket the UK, blanket Iceland. It needs to do that, but there's the organization that has already proclaimed that that's what they've done and that's what they're doing again. But they say because crime and everything negative in the world has escalated, they can't do it by themselves. You got 10 million in this particular organization and 72 billion. So I don't know how God would look at that, but we got to join forces. Get on that on our own and stop talking about it. We only have so much time. But to show God that a person loves Him, they have got to be taught about this God. Someone asked me, when was God born? I mean, some of them, and they had college students that they were asking Bible questions, and they were saying Enoch wrote Revelation, and they were saying that who is it that Mary was really Jesus' wife, and I can prove it. These are people coming out into the world to tell old folks and young folks what to do. And there's a group now in Ogden, Utah, that says when a person gets, I think, 60, they're going to give them a card, and they got to go and be euthanized. Now, you know, that's not too good, but they say this, I think it's Gen X, this generation, I think, too, is just behind us. They say they're not having it. That they done lived their life. They ain't done nothing with it. This is it. I mean, the world really has just about turned around on its axis. But now that we recognize from the Spirit of God within that we need to get to know this God, we need to know who he is. We talked about being taught. You got to be, you are not going to roam around in this world for half an hour from birth and think you all that and more about God. That is not the way this thing works. He says, by works you will know. By love you will know. Know, K-N-O-W, you will know my disciples. So if you find yourself in a place where it ain't that, you better get out of there, and you better get out of there quick. I'm not talking about the erotic love, because any woman can walk in any church and find something, you know, if they just want to play that old silly game. But I'm talking about the love that transcends all sin, all wickedness, all unglorification, and that is set in stone by the God of the universe. He said, for this, I made myself manifest in the world. So right now, we can show God. What is number one, Colonel Harrison? What is the first way we can show him?
They'll get to know who God is. The Psalm 83:18, God Jehovah. Once you get to know who he is, he will bring about a change in your, and you yield to him, he'll bring about a change in your life that's so much superb, so much better, and he'll give you a peace that passes all understanding.
That's very true. I don't like that get to know God, because no one has that I ever known in the Bible or out got to know God. They were taught to know God. God called them. So we'll put that aside. But no one is going to wake up, oh, I'm going to get to know God. I don't know how that is possible. I never taught it. I never heard it being taught by some people that were saying Jehovah is their God. If anyone read Isaiah 43:10, the Bible says, he said to those small groups there, the God of the universe through his prophet said, you are my witnesses. And it tells them what to do. So you want to identify, and I witnessed to what God has done. And I know they did. But that's number one. Number two, you got to turn around. What is the next thing that will show God that we really love him? What is that? What's number three, Colonel? I'm going to see if you can get it. What is the third way, the biggest way?
The third way, Doc, once you get to know who he is and you turn around, you repent and so forth and so on, is be obedient to his teaching, be obedient to his holy words, be obedient to the words that are in the Bible. And it's laid out for us in the 66 books in the Bible. And some says that B-I-B-L-E, Bible, is an acronym for basic instructions before leaving earth. So you obey your mother, you obey your father. We have an obligation to obey God, God the Father, God the Creator, God the Jehovah God. So if we obey him, then God leads us in the path he would have us to go, and God takes care of certain things that we need. So we continue not only serve him, but be witnesses for him to help show others that they can get to know the same God that we know that will make their quality of life better as well as ours.
That's very true, and that's going to be a lot of work, because people don't want to share a glass of water with their family members. So again, back into the house, and I'm going to give you a short example. You know, our church ministry is talking about a prison ministry. going out there and the prisons talk to the prisons, and they like hungry wolves, I hear. You go out there and they're all on the gates and all that trying to pass your paper with their phone number on it. I'm not a part of that, and I don't think I'll be going. But now here's my refute against that. Why would anybody in their right mind wait till people get into prison with a life sentence to start saying anything about God? This is why he told them to go ye therefore into the world, preaching and teaching. You got to get these people while they in the home, while they're growing up. Jehovah's Witnesses got to stand nail. You don't wait till they done grown up to be a killer, thieves, and all of that, costing taxpayers millions of dollars to keep us eating every day. Are you insane? You catch these people in the home before they grow up and become a criminal like that. Then you got to run to prison. And I know I tried that, and one of them followed me to my office one day. Security was called. They was grabbing me, Dr. Hyde, in this office, and they was three of them running down the hallway. They had found out. I don't know how, but because they said, don't put your last name on anything. You know, there were some rules. So I don't know what happened, but they was buzzing my office saying some bad people, look bad people to come up there to get you. And as soon as I went out the door, I see them way at the end of the hallway. And they said, there he is. And they followed me, and the security was coming from my right. It was something. Why wait until then? You ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing anything. Wait until they got I was looking at this camcord, three life sentences. Why you wait then? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? If you do what he tell you to do, you wouldn't have to be worrying about running to no prison. You get him in God before then. But the number three method that we should be worried about here is share the purpose. This ain't just for you to hear, oh, yeah, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm that. And you don't even hear that no more, because I heard it's the ministers don't even wear no suits and no collar turned back. These people is on stage with thousands in jeans and tennis shoes and you know, they got a big choir singing, but these people ain't into that. It has not worked. The people that it worked with is dead. They're all gone. They passed off the scene, 80s, 90s. Just look around and see what I'm saying is true. Once you know it, you got a responsibility to go out and share. I looked in our church bulletin, and they had door knocking every Saturday, 10 to 12 noon, two hours a week. Miss me with that. The real ones is not doing that. They are out there. They never, Bishop said, if they never open their mouth up, you know what they stand for when you see them with a Bible in hand. These people ain't saying that. Come on in with two, three programs, go somewhere to eat, and so forth and so on. And if I could get my father to take his people out, he was in the lead. I said, Bishop, what if you get shot there in the lead? Where's all them other fools that you done talk to? Where are they at? Oh, they got too many problems. They done lost their job. Oh, they wife was out. I said, oh, my God, you don't hear that from the 12. Jesus surely didn't. You don't hear nothing in Scripture talking that mess. I got to go. I can't go. She's sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number one, go to God. Number two, you got to repent. And number three, share his purposes. He said, "Gay, once you learn, get on out of here. You already got it." Bless you. Thank you, Colonel Harrison, for tuning in. We're going to go on this again. Part four, how can I show God that I love him? And let me tell you guys, over three, you ain't got that much time left. You don't have it. It's time to learn now. God bless you. Talk to you next week, God willing. He's in charge. He's in control. Have a great weekend. And remember, if you don't love God, he don't love you. Bless the name of the Lord.